This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil.
По складу 88-го окремого батальйонської піхоти 35-ї бригади.
Sound of Ukrainian Marine saying his forces liberated another village in Donetsk, and audio provided by the Ukrainian military. So far, at least seven towns are said to be recaptured by Ukrainian forces from Russia. As VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine contributor Anna Chernikovic confirms, it's all part of the anticipated Ukrainian counteroffensive.
We can assume that this is probably the beginning of this so-awaited counteroffensive. A lot of experts expect some wider moves by Ukrainian forces, but so far we can say that Ukrainian forces have already liberated some of the settlements at the border of Donetsk and Zaporizhia region.
So far, at least seven towns are said to be recaptured by Ukrainian forces from Russia. And in Paris Monday, the leaders of France, Germany, and Poland met for talks focusing on military support for Ukraine's counteroffensive and future security guarantees to be given to the country ahead of a NATO summit in July. French President Emmanuel Macron said the Ukrainian counteroffensive began several days ago. In a joint news conference with the German Chancellor Olaf Scholz and Poland's President Andrzej Duda at the presidential palace. The United States military says that a helicopter mishap in northeast Syria over the weekend has left 22 U.S. service members injured to various degrees. The military added in a statement Tuesday that the cause of the accident is under investigation. The military statement said that the service members are receiving treatment and 10 have been moved to higher care facilities outside the region. Said the accident occurred Sunday and no enemy fire was reported at the time. There were about 900 U.S. troops in Syria advising and assisting the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces. This is VOA News. Former U.S. President Donald Trump is making his first court appearance in a historical criminal case charging the former president with hoarding top-secret government documents, boastfully displaying them to visitors and trying to hide them from investigators who demanded them back. AP correspondent Eric Tucker explains that Trump is encouraging supporters to show up in Miami before the trial.
He has encouraged protests, says he wants them to be peaceful, but he is actively trying to encourage his supporters and his backers to be present with him, to stand in solidarity. He was lamenting that they weren't as visible during his first appearance in New York. And so that is a dynamic that is going to concern law enforcement, and it's going to be something to really watch in terms of what level of supporters show up. To what extent is there going to be violence?
Trump approached his Miami court date with characteristic bravado, insisting he has done nothing or done through the years of legal woes, that he has done nothing wrong and was being persecuted for political purposes. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy appeared Monday to have resolved for now an impasse with some of the more conservative members of his caucus who had brought the chamber to a standstill last week. McCarthy met with nearly a dozen lawmakers in his office in an effort to quell a revolt and jumpstart various priorities that had stalled last week amid the GOP infighting. He called it a productive meeting where everybody's attitude was, how do we find where we all work together? McCarthy promised more meetings with last week's holdouts and a focus on reducing federal spending in the weeks ahead. The International Labor Organization says 160 million children, nearly 1 in 10 worldwide, are engaged in child labor, and in observance of the World Day Against Child Labor, it is calling for action. We get more from Lisa Schlein.
The ILO reports conflicts, natural and man-made crises, and the COVID-19 pandemic have plunged more families into poverty and forced millions more children into child labor over the past few years. It reports Africa has the largest number of child laborers, with more than 72 million, including 31.5 million employed in hazardous work. It says Asia and the Pacific rank second highest, adding all three regions together account for nearly 90% of the children working globally. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Consumer price increases in the United States likely slowed sharply last month, extending a steady easing of inflation over the past year. But a gauge of underlying prices may still reflect persistent inflation pressures. Prices are forecast to have risen 4.2% in May from a year earlier, well below the 4.9% year-over-year increase in April. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.